This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Patra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for. Well, in terms of what took place yesterday, the markets did close with gains amid volatility, but we had the financials outperform. The Nifty ended with gains of around 65 odd points, and we had the FII's net sell around 494 crores in yesterday's market. Now, in terms of the global cues, the global markets, the US closed mixed with jobless claims, which are now in focus as the big data point. We have Asia, which is largely lower, and the SGX, which is indicating a bit of a sluggish start as well. Brent crude, in fact, had quite a volatile session overnight. It settled around 4% lower. Cues to watch out for. Sources to CNBC TV18 have indicated that the center might miss that 3.8% FY20 fiscal deficit target. So that would be an important cue to watch out for. Separately, Yes Bank came out with numbers late last night and reported a net loss of around 3,668 crores for Q4. It is also Nifty options expiry as well as the Bank Nifty options expiry today. So do watch out for that. It's a results-heavy day, so besides a couple of broader market stocks such as CN, Gillette and Solara, we have companies such as HCL Tech, which will be releasing numbers along with RBL Bank. In fact, over the next 2 days, watch out for results tomorrow from Adani Gas, SBI Card, Shree Cement, and on Saturday from ICICI Bank and HDFC AMC. So overall, an important day in terms of results as well as cues from the macros. In terms of stocks to watch out for, GSK is going to sell 5.69% stake in HUL via block deals worth $3.2 to $3.4 billion. We have Maruti, which is going to start production of vehicles at the Manesar facility from May 12th. Dr. Reddy's, which has received a US FDA approval for a migraine drug. It is a new drug application for them. HCG, where the board will meet today on fundraising. And reports indicate that Biyani is offering a big stake to Amazon in future retail. So these are a couple of stocks to watch out for, and also watch out for Yes Bank and how it reacts to its earnings today. Well, those are all the cues and views you need to watch out for in trade today. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast, which is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.